Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Saturday, December 28th, is the Feast of the Holy Innocents. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis encourages young people at a Taizé youth encounter to always draw near to the Christ child. Palestinian authorities accuse the Israeli military of setting fire to a hospital in northern Gaza. And Azerbaijani officials say Russia is responsible for the downing of a passenger jet that crashed in Kazakhstan. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, Pope Francis has sent a message to the young people taking part in the annual Taizé encounter in Tallinn, Estonia, which begins today. In his message, the Holy Father encourages the young people to always draw closer to the Christ child as a source of hope and meaning. He also stresses that growing in holiness and faith will make their lives more fulfilling. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
God gives hope and meaning to our lives. This was the heartfelt reminder Pope Francis offered the Taizé community, which opens its 47th annual European meeting today in the Estonian capital of Tallinn. Pope Francis joined in the annual celebration with a message signed by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin. In the Pope's message, he recalled that during his 2018 apostolic journey to the three Baltic nations of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, he met with young people in a Lutheran church in Tallinn for an ecumenical meeting where he reminded them how beautiful it is to be together, we who believe in Jesus Christ. Gathering in a spirit of sharing and brotherhood, the Holy Father went on to say in his message, is even more important in the current context as our world is undergoing difficult trials. Many countries are marked by violence and war. Numerous people, he said, are victims of inhumane treatment, and still others, he lamented, are disoriented by inequalities in our societies and the ecological dangers that we face. The Holy Father commended the young people of Taizé for their intention during these days to hope against hope. This call, in harmony with the theme of the Jubilee year that characterizes 2025, the Pope underscored, is directed at you, each and every one of you. Therefore, the Pope stressed to them, walk in hope. Hope, he continued, overcomes every fatigue, every crisis, and every anxiety, giving us a strong motivation to move forward, because it is a gift, he said, we receive from God himself. For God, the Pope noted, gives meaning to our time, illuminates our paths, and shows us the direction and goal of life. Finally, the Holy Father told the young people that he counts on them and renews the trust that the Church places in them, because the universal Church, he said, needs them to proclaim today the good news of God's love. Pope Francis included by imparting his apostolic blessing upon all members of the Taizé community and their families. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
In world news, Palestinian medical officials have accused the Israeli army of setting fire to the Kamal Adwan Hospital in Gaza. With the latest from the Holy Land, here's Nathan Morley.
Israeli forces stormed a hospital in northern Gaza, ordering patients and others to leave, according to the Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry. The assault on the Kamal Adwan Hospital came as Israel beefed up an offensive in northern Gaza that began some 3 months ago. It's the largest medical facility in northern Gaza, serving over 400,000 people before the ongoing conflict. The Israeli army has blockaded the hospital for more than 2 months as part of its military operations in the area. A fire sparked by the assault reportedly caused significant destruction to the vast majority of the facility. The Israeli army said it's fighting to stop Hamas regrouping in Gaza's north, where most of the residents have been forced to flee during Israel's onslaught against the militant group. A UN spokesperson expressed alarm at the ongoing attacks across the Gaza Strip and called on all parties to comply with the obligation to respect and protect in all circumstances medical personnel and medical units. Meanwhile, the head of the World Health Organization says he narrowly escaped death in Israeli attacks on the airport in Yemen's capital. The WHO chief, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said his ears were still ringing following Thursday's attack as he prepared to board a flight in Sana'a.
The sound was so loud, and it was like something hitting near you, and it's so deafening, actually. And still my ear rings. It's already more than 24 hours now. The explosion was so heavy. And it's the departure lounge next to us that was hit. And, of course, later on the control tower. And both who were at the control tower helping flights were killed.
For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Elsewhere, Azerbaijani government sources and survivors say a Russian surface-to-air missile caused the Azerbaijan Airlines plane crash in Kazakhstan on Wednesday that killed 38 of the 67 people on board. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that the United States has also suggested that Russia was behind the crash, raising concerns about air safety in the region amid the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine.
Azerbaijani government officials say a Russian missile was fired at Flight 8432 during drone activity above Grozny, the capital of Russia's Chechnya region. Azerbaijan Airlines suggested that a crash in which scores of people died occurred due to what it called external physical and technical interference. The United States said Friday that it too has evidence suggesting Russian air defense systems may have shot down the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed in Kazakhstan this week. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the evidence went beyond circulated images of the damaged aircraft. Shrapnel apparently hit the passengers and cabin crew as it exploded next to the aircraft mid-flight. Footage showed that passengers appeared to pray and prepare for a crash. Azerbaijani government officials said the damaged aircraft was not allowed to land at any Russian airports, despite the pilot's requests for an emergency landing. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from Baku, Azerbaijan's capital, to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus. Yet without any possibility of coming down safely in Russia, the pilot attempted to land in Kazakhstan. But that went wrong. After crossing the Caspian Sea, the plane went down about 3 kilometers or 2 miles from the city of Akta, killing 38 of the 67 people on board. Witnesses were in shock. As the investigation continued, Azerbaijan observed a national day of mourning for the victims of the tragedy, which also left all 29 survivors injured. Russia's aviation authority claimed Friday that the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed on Wednesday deviated from its planned destination of Grozny due to heavy fog and Ukrainian drones. Moscow also said it wanted to await the outcome of an ongoing investigation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
From the Americas, Mexico has announced that it is stemming the tide of attempted illegal migration into the United States by detaining almost 500,000 people during the past 2 months. James Blears reports that the numerical success is an indication of a wider and deeper ongoing problem.
Mexico's containing the exodus of migration from Central and South America via a policy of detaining the flow. Mexican authorities announced that between October the 1st and the day after Christmas, they've detained 475,000 would-be illegal migrants who'd reached the border with the United States. Since the start of the year, that number totals 900,000. Mexican Foreign Minister Juan Ramón de la Fuente says this policy is proving successful but can be further improved pointing out the number detained has declined by 81% during mid-December if compared to last year. Part of the reason is that the Mexican-US border is heavily fortified. Whereas it was once porous, it's now significantly more secure. That's causing a bottleneck with high concentrations of migrants stuck on the Mexican side. In the past, the numbers detained were only a fraction of those who got across. Now the vast majority are remaining there. Mexican offers of permanent residence and employment are not persuading many to settle because the economic incentives are insufficient. Yet it's a prime political issue for the new Mexican administration because U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said he'll slap 25% tariffs on Mexican exports unless Mexico reduces the flow of illegal narcotics and migrants. In a call to him in November, President Claudia Sheinbaum pledged to tackle this issue, explaining that migrants are often reaching the border but are not able to cross it due to redoubled and reinforced security on both sides. This, however, doesn't address or resolve the underlying and overall problem of why migration continues. It's due to acute poverty, a lack of homegrown jobs, and the ever-present threat of street gangs which try to recruit young people into their ranks. Thousands upon thousands of have-nots continue to make the perilous journey in spite of the stranglehold exerted by drug cartels which often abduct and hold migrants for ransom. Those families back home who can't come up with the money run the risk of their migrating loved ones being murdered. More than 20,000 migrants permanently vanish every year while trying to traverse Mexico's vast territory. Decaying bodies are often unearthed in clandestine burial grounds in desolate backgrounds. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.
And finally, Pope Francis has sent a message about hope and kindness to the BBC. In his message, published on the British broadcaster's Thought of the Day program, the Holy Father urges people not to look at the future with pessimism and resignation, but to always choose the path of love and to view the world with the gentle gaze of hope. We conclude this evening's broadcast with excerpts from the Pope's message as broadcast by the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Hope and kindness touch the very heart of the gospel and show us the path to follow in our behavior. A world full of hope and kindness is a more beautiful world. A society that looks to the future with confidence and treats people with respect and empathy is more humane. As you know, the Jubilee year began on December 24th. It is a period in which we are all called to become pilgrims of hope. I hope that during this Jubilee, we can practice kindness as a form of love to connect with others. May the new year bring us peace, fellowship, and gratitude.
Grazie.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. A reminder that tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, we'll see the opening of the Holy Door and Mass at the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the Pope's Cathedral. That will be broadcast in the original languages on our website and YouTube page. Many thanks this afternoon go to our technicians in studio. And from everyone here at Vatican Radio, best wishes for a happy and blessed Christmas as we continue to celebrate the birth of Christ. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.